Welcome to the Becoming Brittany podcast. Hey, y'all, it's your girl and host, Brittany Morton, and this is episode 2 of my brand new Becoming Brittany podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Y'all, I think I need to get like some sound effects because I want some claps right there. You have not already heard, I have started a podcast, y'all, and I am so excited. Like, I am actually doing this. And what I am learning is you just got to start where you are. You know, you can perfect it as you go, but you got to start where you are. And I am doing it. And I hope that as I am doing this, it is encouraging and inspiring you to do the same. So let's get into our episode today. We're talking about, are y'all ready? You know, are you ready? The theme and the focus of today's episode is, I know you lying. You know, you got to say it like that. Let me say it again. I know you lying.
Because you're so strong. I want to be so strong. I want to be just like you. I want to be just like you. When I grow up. When I grow up.
So today we are talking about the power of being honest with yourself so that you can be honest with others. I know, y'all. I know. You like, man, you just starting. Like, you coming for us already? Yes, I am. Because we have to become, y'all know, this podcast is all about us journaling together to become our best selves in every area of our lives. Personal lives, in our relationships, in our careers, in our brands, in our businesses. And we're going to talk about it all. So, you ready? Let's go. I know you lying. I love y'all. You gotta love our culture, right? I love that phrase. You know, your homegirl call you talking about something. Matter of fact, before I came to even record this podcast today, one of my best friends called me, gave me some amazing news. And guess what I told her? Girl, I know you lying, because she was telling the truth. But what I have learned, y'all, in my own journey, and you know I'm going to be super transparent with you all, things that I've learned, things that I've gone through in hopes to inspire you. But if I can be honest with you all, for a really long time, I was actually lying. I'm going to let that marinate. I was the person that said that I hated liars, but I was the person who lied the most. And you all want to know who I lied to? I was living a life and I was lying to myself, and I didn't even realize it. Until one moment when I was in therapy, shout out to my therapist, and I realized that, Brittany, you gotta switch it up a little bit. So we're going to talk about that today. So today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of being honest. Many times we're expecting people to give us something that we first do not give ourselves. If you want other people to be honest with you, then sis, bro, I want you to be honest with yourself. And today I'm going to give you some tools to help you to do that. All right. So let's jump in. Testimony time, confession time. I have struggled with relationships with men my entire life. Y'all, I'm going to be super honest with y'all. I told you I'm going to be transparent with y'all. I used to be so frustrated because on the outside, I was this successful woman. I was doing great things. If you don't know, I started a nonprofit 11 years ago, traveled around the world, did conferences, events. I loved my people hard. I was in church. I was doing all these good things. But when it came to one area of my life, y'all, I struggled, and I struggled bad. Now, to give you a little context, for those of you who don't already know my business, when I was in college, I met my fiance, dated him off and on until, y'all know, it was real juicy. He ended up getting married on me. Now, it was a whole lot going on, but we'll talk about that later. But anyway, after I got out of college, I moved to the Bahamas, and because that's where my fiance was, lived there, was getting ready to get married, and God said, that is not the plan I have for your life. Now, I didn't know that was God interrupting my life. It really felt like a heartbreak. And that fell apart. I moved back to Huntsville, and I knew I was supposed to take some time just to be by myself, but y'all know how we do. All right. And so instead of me like really taking that time to really be by myself, I started my journey, but I didn't do it all the way. And how many of you know when you try to like, you know, shortcut you end up finding yourself having to do the whole thing all over again. So that was my story. But anyway, fast forward. So that started this cycle. And really, the cycle didn't start when I got engaged. The cycle really started when I was like 13, 12 years old, really. But I really noticed this cycle in my life. And I got to the point, so I started, you know, entertaining, you know, different stuff. And y'all, it was just a mess. Because you got me that was broken. I was dealing with people that were broken. It was a mess. And what I realized in that, because a lot of times, you know, we can say, oh, it's somebody else, you know, it's that person. They made me this way. But what I started to realize was, is that there were a lot of things that I was already dealing with. And when I got connected to other people, what it did was it exposed the things that I was already dealing with myself, right? So fast forward, you know, in my life, I'm working, you know, being an entrepreneur, I'm working full time. I got a lot of great things happening in my life. But I'm experiencing heartbreak after heartbreak. And I'm trying to figure out, y'all, like, why? How can I be a good person, could be doing good things, but when it comes to my love life, I that's the theme of this episode, it sucked. And I was disappointed. I was frustrated. I got to a place where I was hopeless. And I never forget, it took this one time, and we'll talk about that later. It took this one time, and I decided I had to do something different. And that difference was me going to counseling. I had tried to go to counseling therapy before, and I was being so spiritual that I couldn't even get the help that I needed, because every time they asked me how I was, I gave them a Bible verse. Okay, so you don't want to do that. But this time I felt like I was really ready. And so about 5 years ago, you all, I started this journey, and I'll never forget. I went on Google, started looking for a therapist, giving you some tips on how to find a therapist. It's not that deep. Like, go look and read, you know, test some people out, date your therapist and see which one you want. We'll talk about that as well. But I remember going into that first session with Nancy. That was my therapist's name at the time. And I remember, you know, I didn't really know what to expect, you know, when I walked in, but I knew I was hurting. I knew that on the outside, I looked like I had it all together, but on the inside, I was so fractured. You know, when you go through traumatic situations after traumatic situations and you don't give yourself time to heal, it can be a lot going on in your heart. And so I remember the first session, y'all, like crying. Like I couldn't say at the time, I didn't know how to express my emotions. I just knew that I was hurting. And I started to tell her my journey. I started to tell her what I thought my issue was, because up until that point, you all, I thought my issue was other people. Have you ever been there, right? Like, I'm like, this person didn't appreciate me. I gave all of this to them. And they, you know, it was them. They. If it wasn't my ex, it was my mama. If it wasn't my mama, it was my friends. Y'all know how we do, right? And I couldn't figure out why every time I talked to somebody about someone else, she kept wanting to talk about me. Y'all, and I remember being in the room like, okay, so what do I have to do with this? Or what does my childhood have to do with this? You know, all of these different things. But it was through me starting that journey, you all, that I realized it wasn't other people. It wasn't all of the men I had dated. And I'm not saying anybody is perfect. It wasn't just them. Because up until that point, I felt like I was so self-righteous. And I felt like I idolized who I was and what I offered, not realizing that there were things that I needed to work on myself. And so I started that journey with my therapist. And what I started and thought, y'all, that it was going to be me going in to talk about what everybody else needed to change, it was a setup for me to see myself so that I could change and become. And so that's what our episode is about today, is about you learning to face you, right? And to see you, because when you do that, it changes the game. Y'all hear me? It changes the game. So a few things I want to share with you. One thing I learned during that journey is, just because somebody else struggles with something that's different from what you struggle with, doesn't make you any better than them. For a long time in my relationships and different things I would go through, some people's struggles would be obvious, right? But mine would be like private. Y'all do know that there are different struggles. Some people's struggles are external and some people's struggles are internal. And a lot of my things I dealt with were things like pride. Come on, y'all. Things I dealt with was like comparison, rejection, you know, all of those different things. And so I would look and judge other people. But get this, I would mask it with good works and what I call good intentions. Right. But what I was doing was comparing myself to others and saying, oh, well, I'm not as bad as them. So I'm better than them. Not realizing that I needed the same grace they needed the same grace and mercy that I needed. And so that was one thing that I learned during that journey is that, hey, Brittany, like we all are on a journey. We are all in a process of becoming. We're all still healing and learning from different things that we've been through. And so it helped me not to be so hard on others. But get this, I also had to learn not to be so hard on myself. Y'all, I started this journey of healing and truth within myself, and it was ugly. When I tell you all, I would go into that room. Thank God this was before COVID, because I don't know if I could have did this via Zoom, y'all. I literally needed to be in a room with a woman that had so much empathy and compassion towards me like I had never experienced before. Now, I got to give you context. I didn't grow up in a household that had a lot of empathy. You know, y'all know most of us probably grew up in like a black household. It was like, shut up, shut up before I give you something to cry about. We didn't really have a lot of we didn't have a lot of space to be emotionally aware or intelligent for a lot of us. I don't want to speak for all of you, but I had never experienced that level of empathy. I had never experienced that level of comfort. I never forget my therapist kept saying, Brittany, you are sharing hard stuff with me and I'm here to comfort you. But because I live so much in my head and not in my heart as a defense mechanism, even when God had put someone in the room that could empathize with where I was and send comfort to that hurting place in me, y'all, I didn't even know how to receive it. And so I had to walk through this journey, thank God, with someone who was patient enough with me to help me pull back these layers of who I thought I had to be, right, as a result of the things I went through in my life, so that I could fully and freely discover who I always was. And so for about a year or two, the first year or so in therapy, it was rough. Every day or so, every time I would go, at first, I was in such a bad space. I was going twice a month. And let me tell y'all, this wasn't no insurance paying for this, okay? Because the lady I was going to, she didn't take insurance. And I remember, and it was expensive, but I asked myself, Brittany, you're worth it. You would spend this money on hair. You would spend this money on a trip with your girlfriends. Isn't your emotional and your mental health worth it? And so I made that sacrifice. But y'all, can I tell you that was one of the best sacrifices that I made? That was one of the best, let me not just say sacrifice. It was an investment. You are worth making an investment into yourself. And for each of us, that may look different. But for me in that season of my life, and I'm going to do it for the rest of my life, but particularly that was a monumental season for me. It was an investment that I made that I didn't see the fullness of it then, but I'm reaping and you're reaping from it now, because now I'm on this podcast talking to you about my journey because I was willing to make that investment in a really dark place in my life. So back to the story. I was going every 2 weeks at first. And y'all, we were pulling back layers. We were pulling back layers from my childhood. We dealt with like father wounds first, which I'll be talking about that in an episode coming up. That took about a year. And then we dealt with mother wounds. All of those things were affecting how I did relationships as an adult. And I had no idea. And so I never forget, and I tell this story all the time, and this is when some things kind of changed for me, and I'm going to give you all a couple of things that I've done and things I want to encourage you to do to be more honest with yourself. But I was sitting in one of my therapy sessions, and I love Nancy, y'all. She was like, so Brittany, you know, we would talk about relationships and stuff all the time because it was real ghetto, okay? And so she was like, well, tell me, you know, your ideal mate. Tell me, your ideal guy. And y'all, I lied to her. Okay. Like before I could even realize it, I gave her the response that I thought she would want so that she would accept me. And y'all, when I realized I had lied to her before I could even think about it, I was like, whoa. I was literally sitting on the couch like, whoa, Brittany, how are you able to lie to her so fast without even thinking about that? Because I told her y'all know the cute answers we give people when they ask us how we're doing. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm fine. So she asked me, you know, well, what type of man you want? And this is what I told her, y'all. I said, ooh, whatever God got for me. Girl, that was a lie. Like, yeah, I want what God has for me. However, you know, it's the certain things that I like, certain things that I'm attracted to. But I was afraid to even say that. So I just gave this, you know, cookie cutter answer. And that was like small. But that was a turning point for me in my life, because for the first time in a long time, I saw myself. And I didn't like that I was not living authentically in my truth because of fear of what I thought somebody else would say about me. And I remember sitting there, y'all, and I made a decision. And I realized that you can't lie to someone else without first being dishonest with yourself. Let me say that again. Being dishonest to someone else comes because you first have been dishonest to yourself. And in that moment, I decided I didn't want to live like that anymore. If I couldn't be honest with anybody else, I owed it to myself to be honest with Brittany. And it was in that moment, y'all, that I decided, instead of me trying to perfect my relationship with everybody else and get this dream man and this and that, y'all know how the world tells us it's supposed to be. I made a commitment on that day that I was going to work on my relationship with myself. I'm going to let that sit because I think a lot of you need to sit with that. We put so much effort and energy into wanting to be accepted, right? And wanting people to see us at our best, that we realize that we neglect what's most important, and that's us, right? Because if we're not our best selves, if we're not living in our truth and our authenticity, then we can't offer the gift of who we are to others. And so for a long time, I had it backwards. I was pretending and performing because all of my life, that's how I got applause, trying to be who other people wanted me to be. But I made a decision that day that the performance was over. Now, it's taken me some time to work that out because, you know, when you've been doing something for so long, you have to unlearn some things and relearn some things. But I went home that day. This is going to be a part of y'all's homework today. And I said, Brittany, what type of relationship do you want with yourself? Instead of, before you look for someone else to be and do, y'all know how we do, ladies, when y'all had those lists, I want you to take that list and I want you to become that for you first. Okay. And so I said, okay, I started thinking about some things that I wanted to do differently of how I treated myself. I said, well, one thing I want to do is I want to stop lying to myself. Like, I want to be honest with myself about how I feel about, and this is the simple things, the things that I like. Nobody else has to like what I like. Nobody else has to agree with what I agree with. It's my thought. It's my truth. It's my reality. And it's the same thing for you. And so that was one of the things I decided I want to do. I decided that I was going to be more loving to myself. Like, y'all, I used to beat myself up so much. I used to call myself stupid. I used to call myself dumb. Don't let me go back to an ex. I'd be like, girl, I can't believe. And so I had to learn how to be gentle with myself. So I started changing the way I talk to myself. This is another thing I want you to start doing. Change the way you talk to yourself. What conversations are you having with yourself about you? When you make a mistake, what is that first thing that comes to your mind? Is it what it was for me? How can you be so dumb? How can you be so stupid? Or is it, girl, you got this. Bro, we got this. Y'all, I tell people all the time, I went from being my biggest critic to being my biggest cheerleader. You want to know why? Because my identity and worth is not in what I do or what I don't do. If I don't do another thing, and I've done some pretty great things, I'm so grateful for it. I give God all the glory. But I had to realize that my identity and worth is not in what I do, right? And so I had to learn how to be gentle with myself. Now, y'all, I hold myself accountable, but I cheer myself on. I tell myself, today, I had so much anxiety. I was in the car like, okay, are we going to do this? Like, we here now. You done paid this deposit. These people are setting up. Are we doing this? And instead of me being hard on myself, because this is my very first time doing this, y'all, I said, Brittany, we got this. Start where you are, and we're going to grow from there. And that gave me courage. See, you got to learn how to encourage yourself. You got to learn how to build yourself up. Every day, you're not going to feel it. Some days you're gonna wake up, you're gonna feel naturally like, yes, we got this, right? But other days you're gonna wake up and you're gonna feel discouraged. You're gonna question if you even matter, if what you're doing even matters. And on those days, you have to be mindful to have those affirmations. You have to be mindful that the same way you encourage and cheer other people on, you have to do it for yourself, all right? I hope this is helping y'all. I hope you're taking notes. So those are things that I had to learn to do. I had to learn, y'all, and these are some simple things. And some of you, you may be saying, Brittany, I'm already doing this. But I think it's some other, you know, people that's listening to me or watching this right now that's saying, no, I really need to be more intentional in this. I started having to identify and define things for myself, i.e., what does being happy look like for me? I am by nature a hard worker. Now, that's a gift and that can also be a curse. We'll talk about that on the next episode. But outside of my day-to-day responsibilities, I had to ask myself, Brittany, what do you enjoy? Not what do you have to do for somebody else, but what do you naturally enjoy? And what I started to do is I started to identify some of those things and incorporate them into my life. Like, y'all probably already know this, but I am naturally corny, okay? Like, I think I am funny. I think I'm hilarious, right? And I laugh at my own jokes. Like, nobody else has to laugh. I'll say something, and before somebody else can get it, I am laughing. Because laughter is medicine for my soul. I have some pretty stressful jobs. In one area of my life, I'm a pastor, so I have to deal and help people through some of the toughest seasons of their life. That's hard, and that's heavy. Another part of my life of what I do, I lead and do events. High stress level, right? And so I've learned that in the midst of, I can't wait to find joy. I can't wait until I get to, y'all know how we do. Oh, when I get here, when I make this amount of money, when I get married, when I have kids, when my business, all of those things. You can't wait until something in the future to come before you find your joy. You have to find your joy right now. And it's not in anything else, but on the inside of you. You just got to clean out some of that clutter so that you can find that light again. And so those are things that I've done, y'all. I dance. Like yesterday, I was on Zooms for like 12 hours yesterday. So you know what I did? I put on some old Mace and Bad Boys. Y'all don't know about that. Everybody, the 80s babies, make some noise. But I put on, y'all know that song, I've been around, I've been around the world. Because we're getting ready to go on a tour for Saved in the City. And I'm like, I got up, literally, y'all, I was starting a new Zoom with one of my teammates. She got on the Zoom and I was dancing. I had the music blasted and I was dancing. Why? Because I'm responsible for my happiness. And I have to make sure throughout my day, when it's stressful, when I'm tired, I get up. I get moving, I'm laughing, I'm dancing, because that's my responsibility. Another thing that I love to do, I love to explore. I'm trying to give y'all some stuff that you ain't even got to spend a whole bunch of money on, okay? Because self-care and self-love, you can do that and not have to spend a thing. So I love to travel, and so I do that from time to time. I travel, I take a vacation every quarter. Again, I do a lot of work. I work a lot. So I've learned that for me to be my best self, I take vacations every quarter. But another thing I'm learning to do is, hey, I'm in a new city. So guess what? I've been exploring. And guess what else I've been doing? I've been learning to do stuff by myself. I need a little organ right there. Okay? Because for some of you, you may be saying, okay, yeah, I do that all the time. But for me and how far I've come, y'all, it was so hard for me to just go to a concert by myself or go to the movies by myself. I never forget me and my fiance broke up. That's when I first started like my journey. Then I got distracted. You know what I mean? And I felt like I needed to build my confidence, right? And so I went to Cracker Barrel, y'all. Y'all probably don't even know. Some of y'all don't even know about Cracker Barrel, but they pancakes and sausage be bussing. But anyway, so I ain't been there in a while, but I was like, I challenged myself. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to challenge yourself to do something for yourself that you have not done before or scares you. So my first outing was Cracker Barrel. So I go to Cracker Barrel, y'all, and it was weird because I was the girl, if my friends went down, I wasn't going. That ain't me no more, okay? I will go by myself. And so I remember sitting at Cracker Barrel, and in my mind, I was like, okay, are people looking at me? You know, so I was picking up my phone. I had like anxiety. And I was like, no, girl, you good. You a party all by yourself, right? And so I remember doing that. I remember going to the movies for the first time by myself. Had a ball. I'm like, oh, this is what this life is about. And then that graduated to me taking my first trip by myself. If you've never taken a trip by yourself, let me put you on. Don't tell nobody this or tell everybody this. But take a trip. It can be a staycation in your city. It can be something that's an hour away. But take a weekend and go and explore. I'm telling you all, as I started to do things like that, that's how I started to learn how to face myself, how to love myself, how to be honest with myself. And can I tell you all, when you learn to embrace and accept who you are, there is a freedom there. There is a fulfillment there. Listen, for all of my people on that's watching and hearing me right now, I know what it's like to be successful. I know what it's like to have nice stuff. But what I've learned with every new thing I accomplished, it did not fulfill me. Or if it fulfilled me, it was like fleeing. I bought a brand new car. Oh, yeah. After day three, I was like, oh, okay, I'm good. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need no new cars. Like, the feeling goes away. But I realized that when I began to do that internal work, again, y'all, coming from me starting therapy, thinking that the issue was everybody else, realizing that God was trying to deal with me and there were some things in me that I needed to embrace. Going to even sitting on the couch that day with my therapist, lying to her about the type of man I wanted. That's right, man. And me realizing, you know, that I wasn't being honest to myself, would then get into the revelation that I wanted to develop a better relationship with myself. And let me tell you this, and then, you know, we gonna go on and like wrap this up. When I started learning how to be honest with myself, as I think I told you all before, being honest and accepting yourself means you got to accept the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. Now, anybody can accept the good, right? You talented, you smart, you cute girl, you know, all of those different things. You bomb at work, you know, you're a great communicator. Whatever your specific gifts are, that's amazing, okay? Most of us love that. We love affirmation. We love, you know, when people say, oh my God, you're doing a great job, even if we don't know how to receive it. But what was difficult for me was accepting all of me. Not just the good, but the bad, the ugly, the I don't know, and the indifferent. And I remember y'all walking through that, and I remember I felt so bad that I felt like I wasn't good enough to do the things that God had called me to do. When we started to pull back those layers and I started to realize the emotional wounds that I had, the, you know, the mama, daddy stuff, all of that childhood stuff, performance, rejection, all of that, I was like, oh no, God can't use me. I was like, how am I leading? Literally at that time, y'all, I'm leading thousands of women. And I'm like, how can I lead women and I'm this jacked up? Like, I kept wanting to quit. So that's why I'm trying to give you the full grasp of what this looks like. I believe many of us aren't honest with ourselves and we don't look in the mirror because we are afraid of that. But can I tell you, the greatest thing you will ever overcome and face, it's not an obstacle, it's not a mountain, it's not public speaking, it's not the fear of commitment. It is when you face yourself. When you face yourself, it does not matter what tries to come up against you. You've already overcome what's most important, and that's you. And you'll be overcoming and facing yourself every single day. But the more you do it, the more you're going to fall in love with you. The more you're going to realize, you know what? Girl, you are dope. Bro, I am dope. I realized that when I began to put in the work, then I realized my worth. I am so grateful and so unapologetic about who I am now because I was willing to face what I needed to face to become this version of myself. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing today. I don't know where you may be in your journey right now. You may be experiencing some frustrations in your relationships and you've been mad at other people. You've been thinking it's your boss or your friends or that chick that you've been trying to talk to and ain't just working. Don't be afraid to take some time alone and do this because don't do what I do. Don't just be out here ghosting people, okay? Like, don't ghost people. Be emotionally and relationally responsible. I tell people all the time, you're not responsible for people, but you are responsible to people. That means that if God sends somebody in your life, you owe it to them to at least have a conversation with them, even if you don't even know what's all going on in your little world right now. Like, hey, I'm working through some stuff right now, right? And as I learned the language, because I had to learn a new language for the new person I was becoming, then I can share that with you. So take that time. Here goes your homework. Take the time that you need for you. And I'm not just talking about, for some of you, that needs to be a season. For some of you, you've been going from thing to thing to thing. That could be relationship. You can fill in the blank. I'll just share with you my business so you can put your business in my business to see yourself. But that may be you've been jumping from relationship to relationship. For some of you, you've been jumping from job to job. For some of you, you've been jumping from thing to thing. Pause. And it's going to be scary as hell, okay? Pause. It's going to feel like some stuff going to fall apart. When you pause, things are going to settle. It's going to be some stuff that you're going to be like, ooh, wait, that's what I was doing? That was my motive behind that? Oh, that's what I was looking for? That's a reason why a lot of us find ourselves disappointed and frustrated, because we haven't sat with ourselves long enough to see, well, what was my expectation before I went into that? What was the thing? What was my motive before I did that? So when you pause, for some of you, as I said, that may be for a season where you just take some stuff off your plate so that you can make room for you. Then some of those things are going to begin to come to the surface, okay? For some of you, you may need to look at what that looks like on a weekly basis. Do you work every single day? Or are you taking a day for your body, your mind, your heart to reset? You know, are you so afraid of your past? Because come on, that's some of us. We're so afraid. We grew up in poverty, right? We grew up seeing, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And we're like, that will never be me. Right? And so fear is literally motivating us, but that will never fulfill you. So I want you to take time. I want you to begin to make yourself a priority in your life. Can I tell y'all? Because we friends, you know, we cool. I was living a life and I wasn't even a priority in my own life. I didn't even know what that looked like, y'all. I remember when I first moved to Atlanta, I didn't tell anybody I was moving. Literally, I moved in 2 weeks, so that was a whole thing. I really believe God couldn't give me a whole lot of time because I would have changed my mind because I was so comfortable and settled where I was in Huntsville. But I made a decision that I was making this move for myself, and I felt like I didn't have to explain myself to anybody. But guess what people did? Because they can get so used to the old you. People wanted to criticize me about a decision I made for my life. And the old me would have went back to people pleasing. The old me would have felt like I had to justify life decisions I was making for my betterment. But the new Brittany, come on somebody, and the new you said, I don't have to give you an explanation for what I'm doing that's for the betterment of me. And people, y'all, some people didn't like that. When you make a decision that you are going to become your best self, some people that are no longer supposed to be in those places in your life, they're not going to like your new boundaries. They're not going to like the fact that you're not going to be as available to them as you were before. But you have to be okay with that. But as you continue to take steps forward, you're going to have the courage, even when people fall off, even when relationships change, to keep moving forward. I hope this is helping you all, okay? I really, really, really hope that you are getting something from this, because as I always say, y'all, I'm not sharing this. You know, it's easy to be able to go Google something. I'm really sharing this with you all from life experiences of things that I've walked through, of seasons that I've literally was so depressed, crying, aggravated, crying myself to sleep at night like, God, why? You know, but I believe he let me feel all of that and experience all of that, because he knew one day there was going to be a podcast and there was going to be this chick from Indiana or wherever you tuning in from that's going to say, oh my God, like she understands, okay? And so those are some things that I want you to do. I want you to start to write. If you don't already write, I want you to start to write. I want you to get very intentional about your morning routine and your night routine. When you wake up in the morning, spend some time for you. You owe it to yourself. It doesn't even have to be a long time. It can be 5 minutes, but practice your breathing. Practice, you know, because I know different people have different beliefs. For me, I'm literally get up and I'm listening for Holy Spirit, you know, for what I believe. I open up my Bible because, Lord, y'all, I don't know where I would be without the word. It has been my anchor and God always meets me there. And then I have my journal. Before I answer an email, before I check my DMs, I have to dedicate that sacred time. I always say mornings are sacred. I dedicate that time. And guess what I've also done, y'all? I done had to put up some new boundaries. There are some people that I can't even talk to in the morning, okay? Because I don't know what I'm going to get. And I love them. But I've had to put boundaries up in my life to guard my peace, to guard my heart, so that I can get my day started off right. Because once you walk out those doors, and a lot of us are working from home now, when you cut that computer on, when you turn that phone on, when you turn that TV on, you're going to be inundated with negative news, with other people's opinions of who they think you should be. So you have to establish that for yourself. You have to speak who you are and how you're going to show up in the world. And then guess what's going to happen? Things are going to begin to line up for you, okay? And so I hope this has helped you, but I'm challenging you. Here goes your homework. I want you to start looking in the mirror more. Y'all got me? I want you to start looking in the mirror more. I want you, and I'm talking about the physical mirror, but I'm talking about like looking at yourself, being self-aware. I'm talking about looking at yourself more. When something happens, I want you to sit back and be reflective and say, okay, wait a minute. What is this teaching me about me? How can I grow in this? Because truth be told, we can't change anything outside of ourselves. For so long, I was trying to fix everybody else because it was easier. I was trying to control. Now, I didn't say that. It was in my helping. Y'all know how we do. In my, I just see their potential. You know, all of those things. No, ma'am. I was trying to project on others what I didn't have the courage and the strength to do for myself. So now I live in such more peace. People going to be people. Situations are going to be situations. Life is going to life, and adulting is going to be adulting, okay? But when you get to the place where you take ownership for who you are, when you learn to be honest and live in your own freedom and truth, and you make that your responsibility, and you understand whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, that doesn't change your worth. That doesn't change who God has called you to be. I own all of that stuff. There are some parts of you that you're going to be able to get better in. There are going to be some things are you. They're just going to be your natural weaknesses, right? But the word tells us that God gives us grace for our weaknesses. He gives us grace for those areas. And then guess what else he does? He surrounds us with people when we are in the right community and in the right relationships that are able to cover where we're weak. And we're able to cover them where they're weak. And then we're able to be strong together. So that's my prayer for you, man. My prayer for you is that you'll take that time to be introspective. You'll reevaluate some things in your life. You can make some hard decisions. I don't know why I'm feeling this about some of the relationships that may need to shift, some of your habits that may need to change so that they're honoring who you are, right? That they're not, that you won't betray yourself any longer, that you won't make promises to yourself and then fall off because you're so busy trying to be and do for everybody else. But you will begin to live a life that's honoring to you first. And then from a cup of overflow, you're able to freely give that to others. Isn't that amazing, y'all, that that's even possible? I hope that this episode has blessed you. I hope that it's inspired you. I hope that it's equipped you. I want to hear your feedback. If I shared something that you're like, man, that was spot on, or something that you want me to expound on even more, let me know. Email me at podcast@brittanymorton.com. I would love to hear from you. Be sure to share this podcast with someone. You may have a group of friends. You may have someone at work saying, man, I listened to a conversation today and I think this will help you. Share it. And then let me know your input on it. And I can't wait till we do this again, you all. So I'm proud of you. Like, you got through this whole thing. And this wasn't easy. I'm sure this probably touched you in a couple of ways. But I'm proud of you because you've taken this journey. You're taking this journey with me. And you're taking this journey with yourself. And it's absolutely beautiful. So keep going. All right? Keep going. Know that I love you. I believe in you. And I cannot wait for the next episode of the Becoming Brittany podcast. I'll talk to y'all soon.